The collapse of the power plant in 1956 created an energy crisis and an opening for all those people who had longed to get their fingers into the falls. A man named Moses took charge, Robert Moses, chairman of the New York State Power Authority, also known as the Master Builder. He had built highways, bridges, and parks, and he oversaw the taming of the falls. In some ways, the Robert Moses Niagara Power Plant is more impressive than the falls itself. When this complex was built in 1961, it was the largest hydropower facility in the Western world. Norm Stessing, the plant's superintendent, says thousands of workers moved here to build it.
Construction started, and it was a huge effort. The numbers were staggering. The houses that were moved to make way for this facility, hundreds of thousands of yards of concrete that were poured here. And they actually had a batch plant right on site here to manufacture it. It was a three-shift operation, around the clock, winter, summer.
This entire plant was built in just 3 years. Paperwork alone would make such a feat impossible today. The water flows through 4 miles of underground pipes and arrives here on the far side of the falls, where it is finally allowed to flow downhill and generate electricity. Amazingly, this is pretty much what William Love had in mind 100 years ago. Jack Foran stares and smiles. Stessing takes us through what looks like a submarine hatch into one of the pipes that's not being used. It's the size of a subway tunnel, all steel, slightly brown with rust. We stand inside the pipe. It slopes upward into total darkness. At the top is a valve holding back water that wants to come down at 10,000 cubic feet a second. For engineers, this is all about numbers. For Jack Foran, it's a doorway to another world.
We were looking into Edgar Allan Poe's psyche. What's left of it. We were looking into the maw of the raven. We were looking into the jaw of the whale. And it was a black whale, not a white whale.
When water falls down this pipe, the pressure at the bottom becomes enormous. The force is used to drive giant turbines. Norm Stessing leads us down some green stairs to a seemingly endless hallway and stops at a door, the inner sanctum.
We're going to be going in into the generator area, underneath the generator, and what you'll see looking up is the rotor that weighs 600 tons, revolving at 120 RPM. And you'll get a feel for the massive amounts of power. You won't be able to hear much in there. It's impressive.
The ceiling seems to whirl in circles. It's a ring of magnets generating electricity. This facility is still the largest generator of power in New York State. Endless power, and yet, no utopia. The other month, a large flour mill closed, citing in part the high cost of electricity.